a super food day. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
He is in for the touchdown. Touchdown of the half.
And whether you're pulling for the Broncos or the Panthers on Sunday, there's no doubt you'll be eating. And for some of us, a lot.
For anybody to end up sick after the Super Bowl, maybe if their tummy hurts, hopefully it's only because they ate too much, but not because of the food, you know, causing that because of bacteria.
Amy Hastings Elizer is the Madison County UT Extension Director, and she says, unfortunately, that bacteria she talks about will be lurking around on Sunday, and it's not something that should be taken lightly.
The real issue there is we're wanting to keep food, perishable foods, out of what we call the temperature danger zone. That temperature range is from 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's where we know bacteria can multiply most rapidly. So if you think about it, cold food needs to be less than 40. Hot food really needs to be more than 140. Otherwise, we need to plan to have that food out, consumed, put away in 2 hours.
And we all know the big game and the party associated will go much longer than 2 hours. Amy Elizer says another important reminder is to keep things clean. That is your hands, surfaces, and dishes.
Yeah, especially this time of year with it being colds and flu season, but any time, whether it's our hands, our surfaces we cook on, we want to make sure that those are perfectly clean as well. And we use antibacterial soap on our hands. The main thing that we need to do is use that warm water, use the soap, and scrub for 20 seconds.
And to make sure everyone enjoys the big game and avoid foodborne illness, remember to clean, separate, cook, and chill. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.